From GEICO Subconscious News, I'm Tammy Racing Thoughts, broadcasting from your brain. You think you live in a pretty safe place, but you just heard about a break-in 4 miles away, which isn't close, but it isn't far either, you know? Art Palpitations is on the scene.
I sure am, Tammy, and I don't even know why I drove out here, because as you know, you got customized renter's insurance through GEICO, so your stuff is covered.
Oh, well, that's great. Any sign of crime there, Art?
Just some light littering, Tammy, but like they say, a little litter can lead to a lot.
Wise words. It feels good to worry less. It feels good to GEICO.
Breakfast Business with Joe Lynham on News Talk.
With Cantor Fitzgerald Ireland, helping people across Ireland invest, plan and grow their wealth with confidence. Cantor Fitzgerald Ireland is regulated by the Central Bank of Ireland.
Startups and scale-ups need the help of angel investors and venture capitalists to take the kind of risks that normal banks can't or won't take. The state plays a key role in supporting entrepreneurs with little more than an idea and some vim. That's where Enterprise Ireland comes in. It assesses the viability of thousands of companies and hosts its annual Startup Day today, bringing together founders, investors and experts. But will the new €21 million accelerator programme be enough? Kevin Sherry is the Executive Director of Enterprise Ireland and is on the line. Good morning, Kevin.
Good morning, Joe.
Now, tell us what kind of startups EI are looking at.
Well, you're right. This morning, we're showcasing the 198 new startups that Enterprise Ireland backed in 2025. And that's actually a record number. They're across all sectors, right across all sectors, and actually from all regions across Ireland. Particularly strong this year were fintech, financial software, enterprise solutions, digital health. But of most note was AI. AI is really a very significant factor in startups now, with 99 of the startups having AI as a meaningful element in their offer. And 56 of them are either AI native or AI is materially central to their customer offer. So a big change this year.
Now, AI is massive. Is there a risk that it pushes out other sectors, i.e. the guys with the AI in their name attract money, whereas other companies in different sectors are ignored?
No, we're not seeing that. We are seeing a strong interest in AI, but we are also seeing other sectors secure funding from investors, both from Enterprise Ireland, obviously. We're the largest seed investor in Europe by number of deals, but also from other investors. But there's no doubt about it that if you look at AI, AI is impacting all sectors, and companies need to look at how they deploy AI in the development of their offer and in providing solutions to their customers.
Now, AI doesn't support old sectors or old industries, I presume. Sorry, EI
no,
doesn't.
We do, absolutely. I mean, we support engineering, we support construction, we support food. Obviously, Enterprise Ireland is focused primarily on manufacturing and internationally traded services companies. Mm. But we support a very wide range of sectors. And I think the fact that we have a record number of 198 startups, which we supported last year from right across the country, is evidence in that. And to be honest with you, Joe, there's never been a better time to start a new business.
Even amid a risky Middle East war and an energy shock?
I think what happens in startups is disruption creates opportunity. And we are seeing that. We're seeing that in record numbers. Enterprise Ireland, in terms of the funding we've provided to startups in 2025, we've provided €33 million, which is up 22% on 2024. Particularly of note is in very early stage, what we call pre-seed. We've invested a 45% increase in what we did in 2024. That's a reflection of the demand and the interest by entrepreneurs to start new businesses.
Yeah. Now, you've announced a new national accelerator program with a fund of €21 million. Is that to support one company or multiple companies? Because it doesn't seem very much.
No, it's to support multiple companies. And it's actually what it is it's a new national accelerator program, as you said, which will have greater regional coverage outside of Dublin and specialty accelerators for sectors with significant opportunities. So what it is Enterprise Ireland and our parent department, Department of Enterprise, Tourism, Employment, providing support to operators of accelerators. Separately, the funding that goes into those companies will be provided separate to that. That is just for the running of those accelerators around the country. We're very excited about it. We think it's a significant opportunity, and it's a significant boost for entrepreneurs right around the country who are looking for support and an ecosystem to help them get their business up and running.
Now, tell us about the process that EI does to choose the startups that it's going to invest in.
Well, we get a wide range of entrepreneurs that come through our doors, and some who we actually target ourselves. Those entrepreneurs range from people who have a good business idea and are looking for support and funding for it, to someone who doesn't have a business idea but has the ambition to start a business. And we have a wide range of supports to cater for both of those type of individuals and entrepreneurs. In the case of people who are looking for a business idea, we will help them through what we call a New Frontiers program, which is run right around the country, helping companies to or individuals to investigate an idea and develop a business plan, an investor-ready plan. But we also provide a wide range of supports through feasibility study grant support, access to mentors, accelerator programs, which I've mentioned. And when people get up and running, their business up and running, we also run what we call a founders forum, where they work with other startup companies who are at the same stage and share their experiences. And we provide to that network the type of supports and information that we know they're going to need at that particular stage of their business.
Okay.
Importantly also is, as you know, is our network of 42 overseas offices around the globe. Those offices play a critical role in introducing customers.
Quick question. Time frame. From a company walking in the door to you guys with their startup idea to potentially getting money from EI, what's sort of the average or typical time frame involved?
There is no average, Joe, because it depends on what stage they're at. But by and large, we work towards the demands and the agenda of the entrepreneur. So if they have a plan that's investor ready, that we feel that they'll be able to secure funding from the marketplace and from Enterprise Ireland, well, then we're ready to go. Some other entrepreneurs will require to do some work, as I mentioned, in the marketplace to hone their value proposition, to identify what customers they're going after, and we'll work with them on that. Okay. Others will need to develop a product or a service, and we'll support them through the research and activity. So it really depends on the nature of the business.
That's great.
But ultimately, we're there to support all entrepreneurs.
Best of luck with your startup day today, Kevin. That's Kevin Sherry, Executive Director of Enterprise Ireland. Back.
Breakfast Business with Joe Lynham on News Talk.
With Cantor Fitzgerald Ireland, helping people across Ireland invest, plan and grow their wealth with confidence. Cantor Fitzgerald Ireland is regulated by the Central Bank of Ireland.